Joined at this time, as we are every Thursday morning, by Chip Redmond of Kansas Mesonet. And boy, we have hit a stretch here over the last few days of decidedly spring-like conditions, right down to the winds, but also a little on the cool side, but very, very pleasant for us besides those breezes.
Yeah, it's classic spring in Kansas, where it's comfortable enough in the afternoon, but in those mornings, you still got to throw on that jacket.
Yep.
You even had some breezes over the last couple of days. Well, Sunday morning and Tuesday morning got down to 29 degrees and lower if you're in the lower valleys along like the Blue River or the Kansas River. And that's not abnormal for the time of year. I did misspeak last week. Our average last breeze is actually the 22nd, around the 22nd of April. So we're still well in that ballpark of cold air, and we can see cold air easily to the end of the month and still be near normal. But those afternoon temperatures have been creeping up the last few days, and it's kind of taken the edge off that wind. It was pretty chill earlier in the week. But now that we hit 78 degrees yesterday, and even with the breezy wind at times, it was really pretty. And keep in mind with that wind, it's April. It's the windiest time of the year. This is the windiest month. And so any day we have a calm day is a reason to celebrate in spring in Kansas.
One of the flaws, though, to having all of that wind thus far in the area is that we are seeing a lot of smoke as well when controlled burns are up and going, and or even the ones that get out of control, as we saw on the north side of the county.
Yeah, you know, relatively speaking of out-of-control fires, they've been pretty quiet this year. We haven't had a lot of escape burns. Now, well, North Raleigh County was kind of the exception, but it was in an area where really nothing was at risk. It was just the danger of getting down in that river bottom, like we saw what happened last year, and that can be pretty tricky. You know, there's multiple things that play into the smoke. You know, every year the Flint Hills burn, and they burn millions of acres, about 2.5 million acres a year. In the last several years, we haven't really had weather that's been conducive for that. Either we've been in a drought or we've had a lot of fire danger. And this year, we had that moisture in November, and all that moisture has been sitting subsurface. And once we got that rainfall here about a week ago, I guess a week and a half now, about that 1-inch mark, that was enough to really initiate the greening and the green up overall. And combine it with some warmer temperatures, now that vegetation is starting to grow, it's starting to tap into that subsurface soil moisture, and it's growing vigorously. So what that does to get that additional green, it plays a role in smoke production. So we actually see more smoke generation. And with the green, too, we have more barriers or resistance to spread, as they say in the fire community. And so the fire can easily stop once it hits a greener area. And so everyone's being very successful with their burns. And they're burning off a lot, and so there's a lot more burning going on this year because of that. But that green vegetation also produces more smoke, and so as a result, we end up with just more smoke production in general, and a lot more burning. And then we have to look at the atmosphere. The weather plays a huge role in that smoke. So 2 days ago on Tuesday, we had a south wind, and the Flint Hills go to our south. So when we brought all that smoke northward, Manhattan was unfortunately in the bullseye. We didn't have that yesterday, where there was just as much burning, but we had more of a north wind. It took the smoke away from us. And then lastly, it's the atmosphere above the surface. When we look at Tuesday, we actually had an inversion. So we had warm air that was sitting about 3,000 feet above us, and that was trapping all that smoke in that inversion. It wasn't allowing it to mix. Well, yesterday the surface air was getting up to 13,000 feet. Hmm. So it was mixing really well, and that smoke therefore didn't stay at the surface, and it was much better air quality at the ground.
That said, it was hazy, though, no matter how you wanted to look at it. A bit of a surprise to step out the door yesterday and see as much haze as there was to the north and to the west of us.
Yeah, that smoke stays in the atmosphere, and it moves around and flows, and that's why folks up in Nebraska tend to complain when they get that south wind, is that it can transport it long ways, and it can also trap it for long periods of time. Hopefully, with at least northerly winds today, we'll be able to breathe a little bit more. We will see those gusty winds, though, we'll get winds up to 30, 35 miles an hour this afternoon out of the north, northwest. That's why we have burn bans again. It's just dangerous to burn that kind of wind. But temperatures, despite a cold front last night, we actually had some flickers of lightning last night to the north and west of Manhattan around 10 o'clock, and a few raindrops even. And I know Wamego had a heavier shower as a result. Precipitation-wise, we're averaging about 0.6 inches of moisture a week. And as we move forward, that's increasing, and we need some rainfall. It's been a dry week, and anytime you get a dry week in April, it's a fairly rare feat. So the next storm chance isn't until the next big cold front, which looks like it's going to be Sunday night. And so from now until Sunday night, beautiful weather, temperatures getting in the 70s and eventually the 80s by the weekend, and even some 90s to our south and west. And so that next cold front will push through overnight into Monday morning. That'll bring a chance of, maybe around a tenth of a minute. Keep in mind, we're getting into the thunderstorm season now. So our precipitation chances vary depending on how close you are to the core of the thunderstorm. It could be really isolated. Then as you move forward, we'll be still above normal for most of the week next week, with highs in the 70s and lows in the upper 40s. That's about 10 degrees above normal. Five to 6 degrees above normal. And then the next potent chance looks like early Wednesday. Wednesday evening, we might see another storm chance. Again, not high confidence. And then we're watching a potential for a bigger system Easter weekend that could bring more widespread precipitation. We need rainfall to keep up with all this growth. And hopefully we can get some, but there's several opportunities for the next week.
But one thing that people should be on the watch for this weekend with those windy conditions, again, is ensuring that if they are doing burns, that they're not in a position where they could get out of control.
Very much. If you mow lines around where you're going to burn, you're almost guaranteed to catch it and not have a fire escape. There's as much green as there is. But be cognizant of that, and be smart. Burn with the right wind direction. Listen to the local burn bans. There's a burn ban today. In Pottawatomie County, and as a result, just hold off. And also keep in mind that if your fire still burns overnight, that's intimidating to a lot of people. A lot of people are, the fire looks a lot bigger and scarier at night. And so just try to, if we don't burn at night, we won't produce as much smoke that gets trapped at the surface. And so just being vigilant with our fires and making sure they're out for these windy days is really important.
Chip, we appreciate it. We'll look forward to catching up again next Thursday.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Chip Redmond with Kansas Messenet joining us as he does every Thursday morning here on K-Man's Morning News.